Hi, my name is May Mata Aliyah. I am a New York-based wine educator, and I am also the ArmyNec ambassador in New York. To learn a little more about me and what I do, you can find me at inthegrape.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at inthegrape.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. May Mata Aliyah is a New York-based wine educator and the president of In the Grape, an organization dedicated to making wine and spirits education accessible to everyone, really from the curious appreciator to the wine trade professional. She is a wine educator and consultant, and she instructs at the International Wine Center since 2001, as well as guest wine instructor at the Schiller International University in Switzerland. Now, the reason that I asked her originally to join us today on Wine and Dine is that she also passed the Center for Wine Locations, Wine Location Specialist exam with distinction. We're trying to, you know, get the word out to other wine professionals in the United States that now is the time to be applying for this online at wineorigins.com, and the next exam will be held September 23rd through the 26th. Her credentials are off the map. I'm just going to list these. She's a Sherry Certified Educator. She added French Wine Scholar to her credentials through French Wine Society. She is a Spanish Wine Educator through the Wine Academy of Spain. She earned the International Bordeaux Tutor title through the Bordeaux Wine School in the USA. She holds the Wine and Spirits Education Trust Advanced Certificate with Distinction and the Diploma. And she is a certified American Sommelier Association, and she's a certified wine educator with Society of Wine Educators. Now, also, I want to let you know that she travels around as the Armagnac ambassador for the Bureau International Professional de l'Armagnac, and she's on vacation right now, and I thank you for joining us, May. And tell everybody, well, I don't remember, was it Armagnac was what you were talking about, that the Society of Wine Educators conference just a week ago?
Yes, it was about, I was invited to present a seminar about Armagnac at the Society of Wine Educators 36th Annual Conference, which this year took place in San Mateo in California. And it was a really wonderful conference, and the presentation went really well. I was very excited because they, you know, the conference runs for 3 days, and they had scheduled my seminar as the very last one on the very last day.
Wow.
So I was very concerned that I was going to be speaking to a room of about 5 people and everybody else was catching a plane out of there.
Right.
And as it turned out, it was actually one of the seminars that had booked up and sold out before the conference even started. And I had requested a limit of 70 people. We had 80 people show up.
Whoa.
So it really was a wonderful success. And it came on the heels of 2 other seminars that the Society did on spirits. One was on Scotch. And then the day prior, there was a seminar on cognac. And then my seminar was the last day about Armagnac. So it was a very interesting opportunity to also present it in contrast to cognac, which is significantly more popular in this country. So it was very, very well received. I was delighted. I had 8 lovely Armagnacs that we tasted. And from the feedback that I've received, it was a very successful seminar. So I'm very happy about that.
May I think that people in the United States, including professionals, are just hungry and chomping at the bit for more information and more exposure to Armagnac?
Absolutely. I think that that's true because there's, you know, it's, I mean, when we're talking about Armagnac, we're talking about something that's a very, very small niche category. It represents, you know, 0.04% of the entire spirits market.
Wow.
And, you know, most of it is produced, you know, it stays. I mean, it's produced in France. It's produced in the southwestern part of France. And most of it stays in France. 60% of Armagnac stays in the country. So we're really talking about something that's a very niche product that, you know, is produced in very small amounts, and then it's exported to a lot of different countries in very small quantities. And there's very little information out there about it. And so my role started with the Bureau in 2009, after they did some market research and realized that the category really needed a lot more education. And that's really how this role was created. And I'm primarily based in New York, and most of what I do is go to restaurants and retailers and educate them about the category and, you know, how you can drink it, how you can enjoy it, how it's made, how is it different than cognac, because primarily that's the first question, you know, these people are getting. How is it different? And, you know, why should I drink it? So it's really trying to get people excited about it, to learn about it. And people, you're so right. People are dying and hungry for information.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, not just about Armagnac, but I find in general, I mean, I've been in wine education now for over 10 years. You know, we're going through such a renaissance of wine, and people are hungry for information. So, you know, whether it's Armagnac, whether it's wine in general, I find that to be true.
I understand that the majority of cognac is exported. So it really says volumes about Armagnac that the majority of it is consumed in the country.
So true. 95% of cognac is exported.
Yeah.
Only 5% of it actually stays in the country. And we, the U.S., is the largest market for cognac. And really that sort of goes back to the history of it, the location of it. It's right by the Atlantic. So the cognac, the brandy, was created by merchants that were, you know, created their houses in a very strategic location so they could just ship out their product. So really, even when the product started, it started very much as a product that was aimed at an export market,
okay.
Whereas Armagnac is produced in a much more landlocked region. It's in the southwestern part of France. There's no real easy way to ship it out.
Yeah.
And so it very much created and evolved as a local product. It started to be consumed and produced for medicinal purposes, and then eventually it became, you know, appreciated for its flavor. But it really stayed very much of a local product, and it still is today. If you visit the region, it's very agricultural. It's very artisanal. A lot of the Armagnac is produced in very small farms in very small quantities. About 20% of it is distilled by what they call roving distillers. So you have these distillers that travel from one farm to the next and distill their eau de vie on the property because these places are too small to have their own distillation.
Okay.
So, I mean, it really is, it's a very, very small kind of artisanal, small farm product. And I think to me, that's a big part of the appeal of it. It's what made it very interesting to me to you know, help those people and help promote this product that I thought was just wonderful and artisanal and just very heartwarming.
The 7 Armagnacs that you poured at the Society of Wine Educators Conference, are they available in the United States or at least on the West Coast?
Yes, they are. I'm not absolutely sure what's available on the West Coast, although I believe they all are.
Okay.
I know for sure that they're available in the New York market.
Okay.
Yes, every single one of them. The brands that I work with are all part of a club that's called Club Export USA. They're all brands that are exported to the U.S. market and have distribution in the U.S.
How many languages do you speak?
Fluently, I speak two. I speak English, and I'm originally from Lebanon, so I speak Arabic. My French is pretty good. I say it's conversational. And I speak some German, a little bit of German, and very, very rudimentary Spanish.
Wow.
Enough to order a cold beer in a bar.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Are you able to talk to us about this Red Dot Solutions? Because I see that there's still, I mean, it seems to be part of your website. So are you still working with Red Dot Solutions?
Yes. You know, it's interesting you should ask that, Lynn. My background, before I became involved in the wine industry, I studied graphic design. I came from Lebanon and went to college in New York to study graphic design. And I worked in graphic design for around 10 years. And interestingly enough, I was always interested in wine. I remember growing up as a child in Lebanon, at the end of the summer, my parents would go up to a winery and we'd go into the cellars and they'd, you know, get a case of rosé and a case of white and a case of red and we'd bring the wine back home. And I just remember being fascinated by visiting the cellars and the smell and everything. So, you know, fast forward when I was an adult, I was working at an agency. And we worked on a lot of different accounts. And then at one point, the agency acquired a wine import company as their as one of their main accounts. And I started working on Moët & Chandon Champagne and doing design for Ruffino Chianti wines.
Wow.
And as part of the education, the owners of the company at the time brought in some wine consultants and led us through some wine tastings. And I thought that was the most interesting that I had ever done. And then also they sent me to a couple of classes at the International Wine Center, which I ironically now teach at. But in its former guise, they used to do a lot more individual classes. And they sent me to a champagne class there with somebody else that worked on the account. And I was completely in love with this. I thought, this is what I really want to do.
Yeah.
And so I took a little break from design and pursued my wine education. And I really, you know, I was coming to it as a second career, and I wanted to get the qualifications and to really, and get the credentials to really understand what I was talking about. And so I sort of threw myself into wine education for a couple of years, really focused on that. And then I realized that there was a part of me that really enjoyed the process of being creative and designing. And, you know, and I have this niche because I do understand the wine and spirits category very well now, that I, you know, that I have this design agency that still I do work through it. And I really, you know, create design primarily aimed for people in the wine industry.
Wow.
So I do private labels. I do some signaging systems for stores.
Okay.
I do, you know, marketing materials, but it's primarily aimed for that market.
May Mata Aliyah, thank you so much for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.
Hi, I'm Remy Grasser from Domaine du Tariquet. I'm the fifth generation working on the vineyard of the family. We invite you to discover all our wines on our website on www.tariquet, so T-A-R-I-Q-U-E-T.fr.